Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm back. Wow, did I miss being on air. There was so much talk about that happened, you know, with the women's soccer and Greece. And, you know, I'm sitting there. I was actually in Puerto Vallarta, right, in Mexico. It's in Mexico. And it was really, really awesome. Kind of humid, but really, really awesome. You know, I got to, you know, work on my Spanish. I got to get some sun because, you know, I'm like really, 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 really white. I got very, very light skin, and I definitely needed to get a nice rip-roaring dose of some vitamin D. By the way, Puerto Vallarta doesn't stand for anything. Vallarta, I don't think it's a word in Spanish. I think it's named after Ignacio Vallarta, who was a Jalisco, it's in the state of Jalisco. I think he was one of the politicians, I believe, that Puerto Vallarta later was named after. I apologize. I didn't really get much of a history lesson because, again, my Spanish is still... Estoy practicando. I'm still practicing my Spanish, and I'm still getting there, but it's... I was, you know, so busy, you know, I guess, you know, looking at the water and everything else that I really wasn't listening to any particular tour. But it was very, very nice. We stayed at the Rio Palace Pacifico. Muy bonita. And the staff was, like, awesome. I love the all-inclusive trips, which, by the way, it was cheaper to go there than San Diego. I mean, if you aren't talking flight, it was actually a quick flight, too. It was about a 40-minute flight to Phoenix and then only 2 hours from Phoenix, where I live. 2 hours from Phoenix to get to Puerto Vallarta. So I was like, wow, which is really good because I don't really like long flights because I'm afraid I'm going to get a DVT. You know, you got to get up, you got to walk around, etc. All right, so first of all, it was a quick flight. Then the all-inclusive, and I know this isn't high season. This is kind of the worst season to go because it's hot and humid, but it was cheap. And as far as I'm concerned, that's great because we couldn't afford to go to Hawaii or anything like that. And as much as I encourage American tourism, I got to call it like it is. It was cheaper to go to Mexico. And for all-inclusive and the food, and now I don't drink that much. There was alcohol in the room. There were bottles of tequila and rum and vodka upside down that you could just pour out anytime you want. I don't really drink that much, so I didn't really use it. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, for somebody that likes to drink a lot, I'm more of a, you know, pina colada, strawberry daiquiri kind of girl where I take in 1,000 calories in one big, you know, glass. But it was really nice. Now, of course, my kids and my husband were trying to practice their Spanish. All right. And it's really, really funny when we don't know a Spanish word, how we improvise. I am sure we insulted the residents of Puerto Vallarta by trying to pass off words as Spanish words, which weren't even in Spanish. Like, for example, at the table, you know, one of us spilled our water. So we were like, oh, señor, lo siento, you know, señor, I'm sorry, but I made a spiel. Okay, just because you go spiel doesn't mean you're turning it into a Spanish word, okay? I caught my husband doing that a lot. You know, he was like, I got dollars. No, okay, you say dinero americana. Okay, you know, I mean, come on. So, I think to, spill is like a vertigo, something like that. All right, so anyway, so we made up a whole bunch of words, and luckily Mexicans are really, really nice when it comes to, you know, helping us Americans, you know, when we're down there, you know, figure out what's what. And then, of course, I get my period. I mean, you know, I have an IUD. I haven't had my period in months. All of a sudden, I'm now in Puerto Vallarta. Well, guess what? There's like two Walmarts. Yeah, so I head over to the Walmart. Now, of course, everything's in pesos. So, you know, I start to throw a fit going, I'm not going to spend $39 for a tampon. Then, of course, you know, somebody had to run up and go, oh, mujer, mujer. No, es pesos. Like, son pesos, 39 pesos, still out of money. We thought, you know what, we're not going to convert. We're not going to spend the money to convert our American dollars to pesos because you got to give somebody a fee. So I tell that, we'll walk around and say, we got American dollars, so we'll get a better deal. Nah, you don't get a better deal. Like, all right, well, you know, we will calculate the pesos to dollars. And you're like, what? Now, of course, I'm a doctor, okay? Dr. Dahlia goes to Mexico. What is the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to check out the pharmacy. Everybody tells me that you could get some major, major medications that you cannot even get in America in the pharmacies. I want to know what this was. No, I did not write the trip off as a business expense. I wrote it off. I did not. Yes, I did research for my show, but I went as leisure. I didn't want to even mess with the IRS on that one. But wow, they have like a Soma Naprosyn combo. I get so many patients going, why don't you have that here in America? It's like Soma, muscle relaxant, and naproxen. Apparently they have that down there. They have tramadol. But you see, what a lot of you guys don't realize is you can't buy the stuff in Mexico and bring it back to the United States. Apparently there's like a new rule where you can't bring tramadol back to the United States. So you guys got to be careful when you walk into these pharmacies and they go, oh, here's Valium, Tramadol, you got to be careful because a lot of these medications you cannot bring back to the United States. And it looked like they kind of charged a lot. I was like, what's the Valium? I don't take Valium, but I'm like, what does it cost? $126 for Valium. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, you heard of something called Obamacare up here. Yeah, but your Valium is still not costing $126. So going to Mexico to get medications is still not, I would say, the most economically advantageous. Okay? Get a clue. Now, when we come back, I do want to tell you guys that I did wrestle death when I was down there. And we are talking like jellyfish and bloody diarrhea. So we're going to talk about that. So make sure you finish eating, you know, first before I get to that. But if I could leave this segment with saying something about the Mexican people in the country of Mexico, it was awesome. We felt very safe. Oh, my gosh. They had these Policia Federales, the federal police, in these black and gold trucks. It was so sexy. OMG. I mean, it has got to be one of the sexiest countries I've ever seen. I mean, but then again, I really haven't gone to a lot of countries. Although Israel, pretty sexy too. If you guys have ever met an Israeli man, like, man. Okay, but anyway, we'll come back and we'll talk about jellyfish stings and my bloody diarrhea. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Guys, we are back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry. Whew, the air is so dry up here, man. I got all my mucus dehydrated. I can't pass it like I need to. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network who made the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. I really did miss Tom. You don't understand. I am a workaholic. And so I really, really did miss being at work and dealing with patients and, you know, telling you guys, you know, what to do. Every time something happened to me, I wanted to tell you guys what happened. It sounded like, though, it was a pretty dangerous 4th of July. I don't know what the hell was going on, guys, but apparently, I guess somebody set off a firework from his head. A Devin Staples had died instantly. Apparently, he was drinking at a party Saturday night, and he said he was going to do the stunt where he lit a fireworks mortar tube on his head. His brother said he was just holding a lighter near the fireworks and that they accidentally caught fire. Cody, his brother, said he was not the type of person who would do anything stupid. You know, he would maybe pretend to do something stupid to make people laugh. And unfortunately, he died instantly. He used to be an employee of Walt Disney. He played Gaston. Jason Pierre-Paul, a New York Giants defensive end, got hurt while trying to light fireworks. I guess according to a tweet by Adam Schefter, he suffered burns on the palm and three fingers and may have nerve damage. Wow. Apparently he had a van full of fireworks. Then they were partying. Fireworks. I love fireworks. I was so excited that I got back in town just right in time to be able to see fireworks. But OMG. Pretty scary stuff. One of our, extended family, my brother and his extended family was out on the street lighting fireworks, and one of the little 14-year-old nephews got something bounce into his eye, and it blinded his eye. And so that part of the family, they don't even light fireworks anymore. So we've kind of witnessed firsthand how dangerous that could be. Well, secondhand for me. James Drake of Marion, Indiana, I have an affiliate in Marion, was killed when he went to check on an exploded shell. According to WXIN, a firework did not go off when expected. It exploded when Drake went to check on it. He suffered extensive trauma to the face, and then he died after being taken to local hospital. Then we have two kids who were injured in Dorchester, Massachusetts. A group of children were apparently playing with fireworks that were left behind from a display when a 5-year-old and 9-year-old were injured. The 9-year-old boy lost his hand, and they think the younger child was possibly blinded. And then there was a public display of fireworks in Colorado. According to NBC News, 2 or 3 firework shells malfunctioned, firing into the crowd during a show. 9 people were treated for minor abrasion burns. And those things go fast, you know, and they even make the sound like, ooh, I mean, it's like a missile. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, they're gorgeous and they're pretty and stuff, but I take cover. You know, where we see fireworks is we are like miles away from anybody else up on a mountain, you know, and I'm still taking cover. They said, unfortunately, there was not a lot of room between groups of people, so nobody could really get up and run when they saw this about to happen. So pretty scary stuff. Also, we forget about the noise, and they say noise from fireworks hurt a lot of little kids' ears. You know, so next time we do fireworks, you got to make sure that you protect the kids' ears. Apparently they say the World Health Organization guidelines advise that children not be exposed to sounds that exceed 140 decibels, but fireworks can go as low as 130 decibels to 190 decibels. Okay, now some of you guys are like, well, what the hell does that mean? Well, they say a sound of a jet taking off from a distance at about 300 feet is 125 decibels. So you're talking about a firework could be louder than a jet 300 feet away from you. All right. Now, many noise-related injuries are temporary, but some, unfortunately, could be permanent. So, not a lot of treatment options, and this hearing loss could be pretty significant. So, how far should you be away from a firework? They say 500 feet away. You should be 500 feet away from where the fireworks are launched, and make sure your kids are in noise reduction earplugs or headphones, or you guys can do that, too. And not headphones where you guys are listening to loud music. So, pretty scary. I also want to tell you about a story of, I guess there was a family who was, vacationing, and, there was a, paralytic that was a neurotoxin that was sprayed in the condo below. They were on the Virgin Islands. I need to look this up. But there was a family where they were vacationing. And, the condo underneath, and it's a shame that we have all this bad news coming back from 4th of July weekend, but you guys need to know about, you know, what happened. And it was a family from Delaware. Yeah, they were in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And 3 of the 4 family members, the dad, Stephen Esmond, and his 2 sons, breathed in toxic methyl bromide while staying in a villa on the island of St. John. They said what happened is that the condo below had been sprayed, and it was a neurotoxin that is technically, I believe, legal there, but it, unfortunately, it elevated up into their room. And so one of the children, I believe, is severely paralyzed. The wife is okay. I think the wife actually got sick as well, but she didn't get paralyzed. The oldest son, Ryan, is paralyzed from the neck down, and Sean is in and out of a coma. The U.S. Department of Justice is now investigating the case. But that's some pretty, pretty scary stuff. So when we find out more about what this neurotoxin was or the pesticide was, we'll keep you posted. And then I myself had a definitely scary, scary, scary time on my vacation. Nothing, though, this tragic, thank God. But I was snorkeling, and all of a sudden, I look around, and I am completely surrounded by jellyfish. Jellyfish! Yeah, just like Nemo. That was immediately what I thought. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was snorkeling with my son because dad and older son were scuba diving. I'm not going to scuba dive until I get the younger one credentialed for it and certified for it. So I took him snorkeling. And here we are surrounded by jellyfish. And now we start getting stung. We're like, ah. They weren't the box jellyfish. So we start, you know, Hector was the guy running the boat. And Hector was, you know, supposed to have the boat near the scuba diver Bubbles. And we're like, Hector, vaya, vaya conmigo, vaya, 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 vaya. So we were screaming for Hector to come. And he came. And I was expecting him to pee on us. You know, we're like, we're stung by jellyfish. But, you know, I'm a doctor and I know better. Urine can actually make it worse. So, jellyfish stings, okay? You got a bunch of different types of jellyfish out there, right? You got the box jellyfish. These are bad. These could cause life-threatening reactions, okay? They're called sea wasps. Intense pain, major tentacles, pretty scary stuff. You got the Portuguese man of war. These things you see in the warmer seas, they're kind of blue or purplish. That kind of uses that as a sail. You got the little sea nettles. These are kind of cute. They're usually off the northeast coast. You got the lion's mane jellyfish. These are kind of the large ones. I think I might have been hit by a Portuguese man of war. And this sucker, I mean, it hurt. So all we were doing was swimming around. So we got the hell out of there. We were near Los Arcos in Puerto Vallarta. And so he immediately sprayed some vinegar on it. Vinegar, it's supposed to kind of help, I guess, neutralize a little bit and deactivate the stingers. You guys understand what happens with the jellyfish sting. With the jellyfish sting, the stingers can still be present. And so you have to deactivate those. Urine can actually make it worse. You got to be really, really careful about that. All right? So you use acetic acid or vinegar and sometimes baking soda or a seawater paste. And you need to deactivate the little nematocysts. These are the bits of the tentacle that seem to still stay attached and be causing, you know, stinging. I guess you could even use shaving cream, I guess. Sometimes you just have to flick them off with a credit card and stuff. But with us, we just got, you know, snapped or whipped by them. So it was okay. But urine can actually make it worse. Okay? Urine has ammonia. So the reason why people think that the urine works is because you have the ammonia. But, it's really not something that we recommend. Because, one, is we really don't want to start seeing genitals in the middle of all of this. Okay? And, second, what if it's dirty? What if somebody has a rip-roaring case of chlamydia or gonorrhea? Now they're getting that into your wound. So some acetic acids or some vinegar should be fine. You also got these little cryptocytes that are along the length of the jellyfish tentacles. Okay? These things are the ones that sting, and then they leave those nematocysts thing that cause a lot of pain. So don't pee, but always have some vinegar or acetic acid. Alright, don't worry. A lot of you guys have bloody diarrhea. I had it too. We're going to talk about that next. Juicy. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Show. Oh boy. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So I am a little weak today because I went to Mexico. It was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And yes, I drank the water. All right. And I mean, you know, when you travel, most of these hotels use purified water. Okay, so agua purificación or purificado. So it's already purified water, all right? But while I was battling jellyfish and gasping underneath, you know, the sea, obviously I got water in my mouth when I snorkeled. Obviously, when you go to the mall and you get an icy or something like that, you're going to get water, okay? And you want to know what it tasted good? Mexican water tasted good. Tasted very fresh. It was really, really yummy. Well, about 3 days into it, I start getting the most horrible abdominal cramps. Now, I've had diarrhea before, But this was pain worse than labor. You know how I tell you guys, be careful taking Imodium? You never want to take Imodium because you can, you know, maintain the infection and you want to get it out. I took an Imodium. It was that bad because I had to stop the cramps. I was writhing in pain. And then my son brought me warm towels. You know, it's amazing how you, you know, start to, you know, just kind of do some common sense type of stuff when you're sitting there writhing in pain. It was horrible. It was pain. And then the next day, blood. Okay, we are talking, yeah, and no, this was before the period. No, the blood came back, it was before, I had a rough trip, right? But anyway, okay, now, so of course, you know, people are telling me, well, it's Montezuma's Revenge. You guys know, okay, Montezuma's Revenge, all right, everybody claims, is Montezuma gets mad at you, right? Okay, so Montezuma got mad that here we are in Mexico, okay, going after, you know, artifacts like seashells, et cetera, that's not true, okay? Because I think, I guess Montezuma II was the Teotihuacan ruler of the Aztec civilization. He was defeated by Hernan Cortez, who was obviously the Spanish conquistador, all right? And I guess it's his way of kind of getting back at us for going to the country and, I guess, you know, allowing Cortez to, I guess, destroy the Aztec civilization. Okay, now, I don't think that's the case. I think what's the case is my body just isn't used to, right, all the new flora. Okay, you know, when you live in a certain area and you eat a certain way and you breathe a certain air and you taste a certain condensation or whatever the heck you're doing with your mouth open when you walk around Earth, okay, where you live, your body gets used to certain things. You get certain colonies of bacteria. Once that starts to mess up, all right, you'll a lot of times get some bloating, you'll get some diarrhea, but why blood? Okay, and we'll talk about bloody diarrhea. Well, first, we'll talk about traveler's diarrhea. So traveler's diarrhea is what we call Montezuma's Revenge, even though you can get Montezuma's Revenge anywhere. Okay, so you don't have to call it Montezuma's Revenge, okay? And traveler's diarrhea could be a pathogen. That's what I think happened with me. I think I got, like, some E. coli or some enterotoxigenic something that made me start to poop really, really bad and then poop blood. Now, they say 10 million people develop traveler's diarrhea each year. And if you go to developing worlds, it seems to be more. You also could get Giardia, which is a parasite. You could get Cryptosporidium. There's a whole variety of types of things, okay? You could have cholera, all right? Cholera, rapid onset of diarrhea. You could also get blood, abdominal pain, you know, high fever, etc. So even though bacteria, they believe, is the most common cause, remember, you got viruses, you got protozoans, you know, parasites, etc. And these things will release toxins. The toxins will bind to the intestinal wall. Your body will try to flush it out. And you could also have then the bleeding, which is some pretty, pretty scary stuff. All right, so what should you do if you start to notice the blood in the stool but you didn't travel? All right, well, let's first look at the traveler's diarrhea, and then we'll look at what to do if you just have blood in the stool. Okay, first, all right, there are vaccines against Vibrio cholera. So if you are going to go to a place where there's cholera or cholera, you may want to do vaccination, okay? Some people will start taking antimicrobials before they go. I don't know if I would recommend that because of resistance. What I would first say is, you know, try not to drink the water from tap. Be careful when you brush your teeth. Use bottled water when you brush your teeth. Make sure you're staying at a hotel that uses purified water. A lot of times salad, of course, you know, was just rinsed off. But if you have the cooked vegetables, that should hopefully avoid some of the water pathogens. Fruits, pick the fruits that you have to peel so that, this way you have then the food that was untouched and unwashed underneath the peel. Make sure your meat is well cooked. Make sure you wash your hands, have hand sanitizer, etc. But again, traveler's diarrhea is just not Mexico. It's anywhere you go. Okay, I got diarrhea going to Hawaii. Okay. Some of you guys take probiotics. Probiotics may help. and it may prevent traveler's diarrhea. We don't have a lot of studies on that, but to me it makes some sense. All right, but what a lot of people do is they bring some antibiotics. They bring some trimethoprim, sulfamethoxazole, which is like Bactrim. Sometimes people take doxycycline. The problem is these things now have a lot of resistance. I took some Cipro, the fluoroquinolones. I took some of that because it was easy to take, and I'm allergic to sulfa. Sometimes people will take a single dose of Zithromax. I don't know if Zithromax works all the time, but, you know, sometimes the Z-Pack, but if you take like a single, you know, 1 gram dose, that can maybe work. And again, I had to hit the Imodium, definitely. And, so some of you guys are like, okay, well, I don't travel. Yet I got blood in my stool. Okay, well, if you have just blood in the stool, that could be a whole variety of other issues. Okay, now blood in the stool, one of the first things I think of is, okay, well, first I ask, is it bright or is it dark? If it's bright red blood in your poop, and I'm sorry if you guys are eating, but this is something we need to talk about. If you have bright red blood in your poop, then I think of a lower type of bleed than an upper bleed. Upper would be stomach, you know, like you have in an ulcer, an upper bleed. Sometimes GI bleeds upper, if they come fast, they'll still be bright red. But if they're a slow ulcer, then it could, a slow bleeding ulcer, then usually your stool will be blackish. Okay? Because the blood oxidizes and it has time to change color as it goes down. But bright blood, the first thing I think about are some hemorrhoids. Somebody probably busted a hemorrhoid, and so the hemorrhoid is bleeding. Okay? However, when it comes to diarrhea, okay, and we're talking about bloody diarrhea, I think of infection, and you've got to get that treated. Diverticulitis can do it, could also cause you bloody diarrhea. Having just an actual fissure, a tear along the anus, that could also be an issue. Oh, speaking of anus, the boat we took, Croc Diver, is who we took to go diving and snorkeling. The guy is awesome. Check him out on Facebook. His name is Croc Diver. But his boat is named A-N-I-S, anus. And I had to school him profusely on the unfortunate choice of the boat name. And he's like, my wife named it. I'm like, do you understand in America, I told him this in English, you know, or in Spanish. Do you understand in America that it's like, you know, like recto, I mean, you understand that? And he was like, you know, my wife. So I didn't want to insult the wife, you know, she wasn't there luckily, but I was like, really, anus? Anyway, maybe she was mad at her husband and made him, you know, do the boat, that's that, I don't know. My guess is they knew exactly what it was. They knew exactly, and then they were like, oh no, the American tourists are gonna get all mad. Honestly, we thought it was fun. So I, you know, I just told them to be very careful, you know, what you're gonna name the next one. Please don't name it Vahina. Colitis could do it. Angiodysplasia, where you got some abnormal blood vessels, those could bleed. We talked about the different types of ulcers. But the reason why I always freak out with blood is I need to make sure you don't have cancer. Okay, because sometimes you could have a polyp or you could have an ulceration or something from the cancer, from cancer that could be causing the bleed. So I don't care if it's bright blood or dark, you gotta go and get tested by a gastroenterologist. Alright guys, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when I was out of the country, I was hearing news on Greece and their debt crisis. And, I mean, to me, it sounded kind of like a precursor or a postcursor of what we're kind of going through here in the United States. Okay, we were hearing that 50% of the country at least depend on government checks to live. We're hearing that there's more of a population that needs their pensions than people putting money into the system. Okay? Banks, I guess, were shut down for about a week. They put a cap on withdrawal from cash machines. Many pensioners, monthly pensions went down, I guess, an average of almost $1,000 a month. They said on Wednesday, 1,000 bank branches reopened to allow pensioners an allowance of a one-week withdrawal of some money. You're looking at this, and it's, this could be us. Okay, I mean, we have so many Americans dependent on the government dime. And then with them voting no for another euro bailout, which I don't know. Again, I'm not an economist, so if they couldn't handle the first, bailout, I'm glad that they're trying to find other means. But you know, this could be extremely damaging to the European market, and then that could be extremely damaging to our market. They said youth unemployment is 50%. They say youth unemployment is 49.7%. Now, maybe we're not that bad here in America, but then again, we don't have a lot of youth claiming they're unemployed. Since with Obamacare, they get their health insurance off of their parents now. They have their parents' support. And if many of them are not working, and many of our American youth don't really consider themselves unemployed because they really haven't started looking for jobs yet, they're just kind of helping mom and dad around the house and playing video games, we have a situation that could be very similar where we don't have enough youth putting money into the system. How many people do we have working, paying taxes? Not enough. Right? There was a study that came out looking at hormones and how hormones could be the cause of some of the erratic trading that sometimes we see. There's an irrational exuberance in global markets, according to Alan Greenspan and Robert Shiller. And it's an underlying reason for inflated stock markets, but researchers think that there's going to be a hormone issue. All right? They say hormones could influence the ebb and flow of money on stock exchanges. It's a study published in Scientific Reports. I guess researchers simulated a trading floor in a lab by having 142 volunteers buy and sell assets. They showed that individual levels and group levels of cortisol. Now, cortisol is a steroid hormone that comes from the adrenal gland, and I guess it's elevated in response to physical or psychological stress. It predicted subsequent risk-taking and price instability. Then they broke out the young males in the group and gave 34 of them cortisol and 41 of them testosterone. And you want to know what? They invested riskier. They invested in riskier assets. So, they say numerous reasons have been proposed to explain why financial markets undergo periods of instability. Debt accumulation, incorrect beliefs about earning processes, limits to arbitrage, asset incompleteness, herding, and momentum trading, according to this quote from Washington Post. Yet influential economists still recognize the key role is played by unpredictability of human motivation. Absolutely. All right, somebody panics about something, and then all of a sudden, things change. And I mean, they change rapidly. You know, apparently Gold's Gym, I had no idea, was starting to be under fire for this Dylann Roof shooting. All right, remember Dylann Roof had a picture of him holding a Confederate flag? And the Confederate flag, which has kind of been controversial all along, but for a lot of us who really didn't understand the controversy, you know, we just, you know, we're pretty familiar with the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, Southern Pride Confederate flag. We didn't realize that many people out there look at that as a sign of slavery and persecution. And, so it's a very, very passionate discussion right now where, you know, South Carolina is, you know, removing the flag. I don't know if they've decided to remove it from their capital, et cetera. So what was a symbol of the South's obstinance towards the Union and their willingness to fight is now a sign or a symbol of racism now in 2015 because of a picture that Dylann Roof had and Ku Klux Klan holding the flag, and it changes what the context was, or it starts to extrapolate and expand the context to something that it might have not originally meant back in 1910 or 1912, etc. Okay? All right. So, Dylann Roof, however, also had a picture of him with an American flag that he was burning, and he was also wearing a t-shirt, Gold's Gym. Now, public outcry could start causing Gold's Gym to go bankrupt. I hope it doesn't. Okay, he was just wearing a t-shirt. I doubt there was any sort of connection between a Gold's Gym t-shirt that he was wearing and the tragic manslaughter and murder that he did of innocent people at the Bible study. But you see how quickly, all right, things changed with the Confederate flag as a result of him holding that flag and then performing the manslaughter. I mean, it was, things happen very, very speedily. And maybe it's good. Maybe this was change that had to be done. All right. And or maybe it's overwhelming. You know, wow. In 1 week, you know, I mean, everybody needs to, you know, change everything. I mean, just, you know, Civil War projects. I guess the guy that bought the General Lee is now changing the car. The General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. He's going to repaint the car. He'll put an American flag on it. And I love the American flag. God bless America. And I hope everybody had a great Independence weekend, you know, but it shows you the speed at which things can change and how rapid and viral things go. Okay? And like I said, maybe change should have happened. You know, maybe that was salt in a gaping wound and nobody really did anything about it until now. It all depends on how you look at the situation. When it comes to the markets, okay? You know, we know that the European markets, the Euro markets had a lot of issues with this, with going on in Greece. I'm not sure where the market is now, but I know we seem to be a little bit more stable because I don't think a lot of Americans are really that worried about what's going on with Greece. In fact, some people think it will help because our dollar will mean a lot more in Europe. So, it all depends on who decides to panic. Somebody decides to panic. I think, you know, and I still think back to when the recession started. Okay? Everything was pretty copacetic. And I'm watching the news, and they say we're in a recession. And I'm like, really? You know, my patients are happy. I didn't notice anything. And then the next day, the news, we're in a recession. We're in a recession. Right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, so all of a sudden, we're in a recession. And then, 1 week later, the layoffs happen. Every week were huge layoffs. And you're like, you know, was it part of the panic? Then that caused more and more of this to happen? What the hell? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.